Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is October 21st, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, the world according to Monsanto. The most evil corporation in the world wants California to stop listing their herbicide as a cancer risk. Meanwhile, the battle continues over states' rights to label food containing genetically engineered crops. Then, ever wonder who would win in a wrestling match between Alex Jones and Bill O'Reilly? Well, watch this SmackDown exhibition between InfoWars and Fox News and find out. Oh, that's gotta hurt. And great Scott! Guess who just got Back to the Future? Marty McFly arrives on October 21st, 2015. So let's examine five Big Brother predictions that the movie made, which turned out to be true. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
And we begin our show tonight with some very sad news. You may want to take a seat for this one. Vice President Joe Biden has decided that he is not going to run in the 2016 election. Of course, I'm joking and actually laughing about that. I'm not a fan of Joe Biden at all. Now, he listed the reasons as, you know, he thinks people should work more with the Republicans, you know, kind of the normal talking points. And he did have the actual tragedy in his life of his son passing away. And I do sincerely give him my condolences for that. But the other things that he has done and during his time as vice president, you know, he's saying that you don't need an AR-15. You can go shoot your shotgun off your balcony like your Yosemite Sam. And of course, if you do that in real life, somebody's going to come and arrest you. Not to mention all the policies of the Obama administration that I do not agree with. I don't have time to go through them at all. High points, Al-Qaeda and Fast and Furious. Let's just leave it at that. So I'm not a fan of Joe Biden, but I'm also not a fan of the people that he's pretty much clearing the deck for, one person in particular, one Hillary Rodham Clinton. Is that her full name? I think that's her full name. And so with Biden gone, they're pretty much putting the laser focus now on Hillary. Of course, you got guys like Bernie Sanders and other people in the party, but, you know, she's the big gun right now. And some people in the Republican Party are actually pretty happy about that. They feel that they could easily whoop Hillary. You know, if I had to guess at this point with Biden gone, I think it's going to be for the big debates, it's going to lead up to probably Jeb and Hillary. You know, I could be wrong. I just don't see a guy like Trump getting the nomination, not saying I back everything Trump says and does, but he's a very popular guy, but I just can't see the Republicans putting their faith and that much trust into a guy like Trump. He's a little bit too much of a wild card as opposed to Hillary. We'll see what happens. I think right now she is pretty much in the lead. But as we're talking about Hillary, you know, we see all these reports about fake Twitter followers, fake, you know, people on Facebook or whatever, liking all these politicians. You know, they got a million plus followers. And people ask, well, how many of these people are actually real? But now it goes beyond the digital planes. Now they're actually enlisting people on their campaigns that don't even endorse them. And we have the article, three politicians call out Clinton camp for falsely claiming that they're endorsing Hillary. And one of these people is Wilmington, Delaware Mayor Dennis Williams. And he even went as far as to say that he'd rather see Joe Biden get the nomination. I guess he made these statements before Biden dropped out of the race. And also the San Antonio mayor, Ivy Taylor, and Bexar County Commissioner Tommy Calvert. So all these people are saying that, no, I don't endorse Hillary. I don't know how they decided that I was endorsing Hillary. But, you know, it just goes to show the kind of hubris of these people that they'll say, like, yeah, it's Mayor so-and-so endorses me. Then somebody calls up the mayor, hey, are you a fan of Hillary? They said, no, I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. What's wrong with you? And now people are asking, what's wrong with Monsanto? Because besides the fact all the rats are getting cancer from eating the materials, if their crops blow over into your farm, they say that you're stealing their products and all that other kind of silliness. Now Monsanto is asking California to pull a plan to list herbicide as a cancer causer, or list their herbicide as a cancer cause. And the formal formal comments were filed by Monsanto with the state's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, part of California's Environmental Regulatory Office. And on the final day, the state accepted public comments about its intention to list glyphosate as a cause of cancer. Glyphosate is the main ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide, as well as many other herbicides. So as I said before, you know, you can go back and look at those studies, you know, people eating the Monsanto food, weight gains, all those kind of things, gut disorders as well. And particularly when it comes to the glyphosate, you guys may recall earlier this year, we ran a story about Dr. Patrick Moore. And he's a guy who came out pretty much in favor of the pesticide lobby. And I understand, you know, not all pesticides, you know, just are Monsanto, but glyphosate in particular. And we're going to throw this back and show you his old comments, and then we'll comment on it after the video is over. Let's take a look at this.
You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
You want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually, but not really. But
not really.
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Ah, okay. So you.
No, but I know.
So it's dangerous, right?
I know. People try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of glyphosate?
No, I'm not an idiot.
So once again, that's Dr. Moore. And I just love this transcript. And Mikhail has in the article, and he says, you can drink a whole quart of it. He says, hey, you want to drink some, the filmmaker asked. He said, we have some here. He says, I know it wouldn't hurt me. He said, okay, so you're ready to drink a glass of glyphosate. He says, no, I'm not an idiot. Because, yes, this guy understands that's harmful. Just like if you want some, you know, proof of a product, you guys remember those old vacuum commercials. Was it Oric or whatever? The guy would say, hey, my vacuum is strong enough to hold up a bowling ball. And he would go stand underneath the bowling ball while the hose was sucking it up. That's a guy who really believed in his product, but Mr. Moore does not believe in his product at all and says it's perfectly safe and dandy for you and your children. Meanwhile, he won't touch a glass of it and says that he's not an idiot and pretty much saying that you're an idiot if you will come anywhere near it. Now, something that sounds like idiocy to me, LA City Council is mulling a gun lock law and changes to magazine limits for cops. Now, the stuff about the cops isn't so much concerning to me, but let's just think about this. This is a 3-1 vote. The Public Safety Committee advanced a proposed ordinance that would mandate handguns not in use be disabled and locked in a secure container under the threat of a $1,000 fine. Let's just stop right there. Because every time we go out to these, you know, gun rallies and the anti-gunners show up, they say nobody's trying to register your guns. Let's not even talk about taking the guns. They say nobody's trying to register your guns. There is no gun registry. It's illegal. It's this. It's that. And yeah, I agree with you. There are certain laws that say that it's not supposed to be in existence at all. But let's go to the very common sense argument. If I'm LA County and I want to fine people thousands of dollars for not having their guns locked or disabled, how am I going to enforce this? I'm going to go to the homes of the people who own guns. How am I going to know who owns a gun? I have a gun registry. I mean, it's like the most ridiculous doublespeak that has ever existed, that there is no gun registry, even though they're going to fine you for not doing what they want you to do, and they're going to show up to your house because they know that you have a firearm. I mean, it sincerely leaves me at a loss for words that people can't understand this. It's like, you know, I want to register, like the health inspector shows up, you know, to check out your restaurant. How does he know that you have a restaurant? Because you have to fill out the paperwork to do it. You know, they come up and check out your taco shack or whatever else you got going on. So, or the other, you know, I don't think this is the case, but let's say they don't have a gun registry. Well, how are they going to check if you have a lock or not on your firearm? They'll have to go door to door like they did during Hurricane Katrina, which would actually be even worse. But also, I want to point out, they said that the firearm has to be disabled and locked. which is to say, I guess you'd have to remove the barrel or, you know, disable it in some type of other way and then have it locked in the case. Now, personally, you know, I do have a gun safe, and I bought my gun safe at a time that I lived in not such a great area where people would break into people's homes. And I never had my home burglarized, but I know many people that did. So I took it amongst myself to go out and purchase a gun safe. Now, that's for me and my situation. I don't have any kids. It's just me and my dog. Dog doesn't want to touch the gun. To her, it's just a big metal stick that's not fun to chew on. But some people do have kids. They may have mentally ill people in the home. You know, I said, I personally own a gun safe, but I'm not trying to mandate that for anybody else, especially if you don't have the gun in your use and they say you have to disable it, leave it in a locked thing. Well, what if somebody breaks into your house at 3 a.m? Are you going to go not only unlock your gun safe, but then assemble it, you know, like your Forrest Gump, you know, set off the stopwatch and then shoot the guy? No, you don't have time to do that. Somebody breaks into your house at 3 a.m. It's completely ridiculous. And these are the type of laws that we're going about. These aren't common sense reforms. These are things that are going to get you killed, you know, having to reassemble your gun and pull it out of a locker. It's completely ridiculous. Now, one of the big things going on today is it's Back to the Future Day. To anybody who knows what I'm talking about, the Back to the Future films were set pretty much today in 2015. And now Kit Daniels has an article talking about five things that actually came true, predictions that were made in the movie that actually came to be. Now, one that's not on the list that David Knight pointed out, and we'll play this video. The character in the movie, Biff, has a very strong resemblance to Donald Trump, and he was actually president in 2015. So let's go take a look at David's piece, and we'll come back and look at Kit's article.
It was 30 years ago in 1985 that Doc and Marty went back another 30 years to 1955. Then they went back to the future, to today.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Well, there's no flying cars, and it isn't the roads they say we don't need. They tell us where we're going, there won't be any drivers. And there's no hoverboards or self-lacing shoes, but at least we're not plagued with fax machines.
21 gigawatts!
You may just need a lightning strike for power, since Obama and the EPA are trying to shut down most of the power plants.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
That's the power!
But the movie's future resembles the present in a couple of very strange ways. The Cubs got in the World Series, and even stranger...
Discover how, in 1979, Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling and turned Hill Valley's dilapidated courthouse into a beautiful casino hotel.
I just want to say one thing. God bless America.
For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Now, as we look at the article, we see the top thing that Kit has listed here, the personal drone. And he says, flying drones appear numerous times in the Back to the Future's 2015 film, or set in 2015. And in one instance, a drone even takes aerial photos for a news organization. As we all know, that drones are becoming more popular, not just for news organizations, but for private individuals as well. Now, another prediction that came true was weather modification. Now, to anybody who would say that weather modification is just some type of hokey conspiracy theory, I do challenge you to go look at the USA Today articles where they say that you should modify the weather during the Olympics to make sure that everything is nice and pleasant. So you can go look that up on your own time. And in the movie, Back to the Future, they have a conversation amongst themselves, Marty and Doc, and they say, hey, you know, the government can control the weather now.
First, you've got to get out and change clothes.
Right now, it's pouring rain.
Wait 5 more seconds. Right on the tick. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Too bad the post office isn't as efficient as the weather service.
I had been living some of the weather weapons on. They could take a clear sky in Vietnam and rain 10 feet of water anytime they wanted on the Ho Chi Minh Trail with less than 7 aircraft. And that was with primitive technology. They could create hurricanes. They could kill hurricanes. They could strengthen them. They could weaken them. They could steer them. They could control them. He came on my show on radio and TV and then got a visit by Homeland Security would never talk to me again. Because he got declassified. I got his name. I got him on. Fox News picked it up after I had him on. I mean, they got upset. Stanford Research Institute, 1967. Certified with the Naval Weapons Laboratory that they could create and control hurricanes with just aerosol spray, but with giant solar panel arrays and magnetic arrays and microwave arrays, they can completely control it. Project to turn the desert green trials in Qatar. It's at army.mil. All the time folks call in or try to show up at the office or send me letters going, I didn't believe it. I looked it up. Army.mil. They're building the camps. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
And another biometric devices. You know, these things use your palm prints, your fingerprints, you know, iris scans, all that. And in the movie, Marty's girlfriend uses her thumbprint to open a door to a house.
Welcome home, Jennifer.
Court has ruled that police can force users to unlock their iPhones with their fingerprints. Basically, this circuit court judge in Virginia has ruled that your fingerprints are not protected by the Fifth Amendment.
And last but certainly not least, mobile payment technology. Of course, we know this is very much a reality and almost could not imagine life without it, because you have your cell phone, you have many other ways to communicate with your credit cards or, you know, passwords, bitcoins, and all that kind of jazz. So it has an, you know, very kind of strange way turned into Back to the Future. Of course, they do have hoverboards. They're not as prevalent as they are in the movie. You have to ride them on a specialized surface. But, you know, they do kind of exist. Like I said, the things with Donald Trump and, or the character that resembled Donald Trump and the Cubs going to the World Series and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, just kind of a fun piece to end the day. And of course, we will come back with some more hard-hitting news after our break. But going out to our break, I saw a video this morning. Joe Biggs showed it to myself and Alex, and it actually features myself, Joe Biggs, and Alex taking on the, I guess, the Fox News crew of Bill O'Reilly, I'm guessing Sean Hannity as well, and one other gentleman who I'm not exactly sure his identity. And it's in, set in the WWE video game, one of their video games, SmackDown. And we take him on and pretty much beat him down. At one point, some guy hits me in the back with a baseball bat. So it's all good fun. And so be sure to go to the guy's YouTube page. It's called Wrestling with Politics. And you can see all the stuff he has on. It's not all about us. He has, you know, Trump wrestling President Obama and all kinds of craziness on there. So go check that out. And also, you see the T-shirts that Alex and Biggs have on in the piece. You can actually get those, the Save America T-shirts, at the InfoWars shop. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break with more special reports.
Liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I want my candy. I want my
video games ruined my life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
The global elite, our saviors, our masters, our kings, queens, and presidents, drafting a new world order in secret and publicly behaving like the privileged scumbags they truly are. Whether you're a banker, a sheik, or a connected politician,
what difference at this point does it make?
One thing is for sure, the rules don't apply to you. The New York Post reports a Saudi Arabian prince is accused by 3 female staffers of acting like a bizarre party boy, engaging in a gay sex act in front of them, threatening a woman's life, and declaring, "I am a prince and I do what I want." CNN reports a Saudi prince is no longer facing felony assault charges, but could still face a misdemeanor as the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office reviews a woman's complaint that the royal tried to force her to perform a sex act on him. Prince Mohammed Abdulaziz Al Saud, originally arrested on suspicion of sexual assault, false imprisonment, and battery, was released last month on $300,000 bail in connection with the September 23rd incident. The Saudi prince is no longer facing felony assault charges. The case is now being evaluated for possible misdemeanor charges. You may remember back in 2011, French presidential candidate Xu In and former IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn was arrested and charged with an alleged sexual assault and attempted rape in a New York City hotel. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was only to be charged later and acquitted of aggravated pimping in France earlier this year.
The 66-year-old admitted taking part in orgies, but denied knowing the women were prostitutes.
Or the Delaware court's decision to spare Robert H. Richards, the wealthy DuPont heir, an 8-year prison sentence because he would not fare well. After being convicted, Richards' 8-year prison sentence for raping his toddler daughter was suspended. The elite live outside of law and are creating a new world order from all directions. In the words of Lord Christopher Monckton, the world government is going to be created. The word government actually appears as the first of 3 purposes of the new entity. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world, warned Lord Monckton. They are coming from all sides, as is completely obvious to anyone with ears or eyes to hear or read. As the Department of Justice, rather than focusing on the numerous Islamic terror cells residing in the United States or the threat crossing our borders, will instead focus on returning veterans Christians, and gun owners through their newly formed Domestic Terror Council, prosecuting anti-government and hate groups, regardless of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General John Carlin, who oversees national security at the Justice Department, announced the new position, the Domestic Terrorism Council, following a number of violent attacks or plots against the U.S. that he said were motivated by anti-government views, racism, bigotry, and anarchy, and other despicable beliefs. This is how democracy dies. This is how ideas, opinions, and freedom are squashed in the noonday sun. This is how totalitarian criminals with zero real-world experience regarding their fellow human counterparts dismantle a government that has no room for their lunacy and cruelty. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Everybody. Well, myself and Emmy Robin are here. We're getting ready to do the Liver Shield cleanse. Very excited. As you can see here, the night before the first day is all about prepping. Yes. So that is what we have going on here. And I felt pretty good rolling out of the grocery store looking like a health nut.
You feel good now. And that was, you know, the thing I tried to explain to Leanne at the grocery store. I do cleanses every 3 months, and one of the worst days is always day three. So you definitely want to get at least the first 3 days worth of groceries at the grocery store, especially since you're buying organic and you're buying fresh stuff. I mean, you can't really necessarily get all 5 days, because by day five, it's not going to be as good. But you're going to make the soup. You're doing the soup option.
Right.
Which is awesome.
I'm going to go the soup option. Obviously, you're a little bit more experienced, so she doesn't have to eat as much. I'm going to try and stick to the doctor group's diet, and probably the one that's a little bit more generous with the servings. So in the morning, I'm going to juice a watermelon, and then I'm going to have a salad for lunch, and then we'll check back in with you tomorrow night. Emmy's going to prep some really delicious snacks for us.
Yeah.
We'll show you all of that tomorrow. But obviously, we wanted to make sure we had a good organic cold-pressed olive oil. We'll need that throughout the week. Very important apple cider vinegar, the Braggs. And then, of course, the product. Now, I talked to Dr. Group about combining the deep cleanse with a liver shield. He said it was not a problem. I think I'm just going to take dropperfuls of this. I'm not going to mix it in with the mixture.
Yeah, but that's what I'll do, too.
Liver shield, like, got the oxy powder, which you can get at InfoWarsLife.com.
So you're definitely want to drink a lot of water, because it's going to help you flush throughout the cleanse. There's a lot of water drinking in this cleanse. And with that, you have to prep 2 separate gallons of water. So when you go grocery shopping, you're going to buy the 2 gallons of water. And the instructions on how to prep these is going to be on the InfoWars Life website. Under the Liver Shield Cleanse, Dr. Group gives you the special instructions on how to do that.
All right, well, that's pretty much it. Very excited. Wish us luck. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Emmy is going to teach us how to make...
We're doing organic roasted golden beets.
And kale chips.
Yeah.
Super excited about that. So definitely stay tuned to InfoWars.com for more reports, and you can also check out the product. Get your own, do this cleanse with us at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in the gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work It's not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damned rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I wanted to not so much ask Ron Paul his view of this. I mean, I want to do that. I also wanted to ask him what we should do. I mean, I think it shows how effective the liberty movement is, that the system wants to silence us. But at the same time, I think we have to address this and really discuss how we're supposed to respond to it. Because Matt Drudge said he's been told by high-level government folks the persecution's about to kick into high gear. He visited me 2 weeks ago to deliver that message. A lot of other high-level people are telling me the same thing. I know with your contacts, sir, you must be getting the same intel. So can you speak to this? And in Europe, they're arresting Germans that criticize open borders. It's not just here, but totalitarianism seems to be spreading its wings.
You know, when I left Congress a couple years ago, I listed several things that I thought were the greatest danger to us. And the top one was freedom of expression, the First Amendment. Because if we're not allowed to express ourselves, it makes it so difficult for us to compete with the propagandists from our government and from the media. So I think it is crucial. But, you know, we are so hypocritical when it comes to our government because they pretend that we should support the issue of knowing the truth and knowing what's going on with government, and we even write laws to protect the whistleblowers who are telling us the truth. But now we have numerous whistleblowers that are put in prison, if they tell the truth. Matter of fact, the real irony is the chairman of the agency that's supposed to be in charge of protecting all the whistleblowers, he got fired because he told the truth about the whistleblower program. It really doesn't work. Now, this is getting worse, and there's a lot going on right now. But, you know, just recently when we read about the death of Aaron Schiff, he was actually in prison and killed by our government because he spoke out about the unconstitutionality of the way taxes were being collected. And it wasn't so much that he was not a violent person. He wasn't for anarchy or anything else. And I don't think he ever said the statement that there should be no taxes either. But because he said what the government was doing was unconstitutional, and the government told him, you're not allowed to talk about that, and he did. And when he was 77, they put him in jail for 14 more years and literally, I think, killed him, you know, because it was a death sentence and it was a life sentence, and he didn't get his medical care. So that's how ruthless the government is. Now, in Aaron Schiff, I think is a good lesson because what was he saying? He was challenging the financing of a government that's runaway. So the same way, if somebody tells us the truth about what's going on in the Middle East and how we have involved ourselves in these wars illegally and lied ourselves into these wars, our presidents have, they can't tolerate that. They cannot tolerate the truth about our foreign policy. They cannot tolerate the truth about why they are ruthless in collecting taxes. And they're not going to tolerate the truth about how the Federal Reserve is run. That's why I always believed that the Federal Reserve, if everybody knew about it, and more people know about it now than ever before, if the people knew about it, they wouldn't support the Federal Reserve. And fortunately, there's a lot of people waking up. But so much is done in secret. The bailouts are done in secret. So it's secret government that is the real issue. And when you talk about the ultimate secrets of government, then you become an enemy of the state. And when you have an empire, truth is treason in the empire of lies. And right now, people are considered treasonous if they start telling us the plain truth about what our government's doing to us.
That's right. Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com, one of many powerful sites. He's doing syndicated radio vignettes, daily television, reaching millions of people. And that's why they're coming in and wanting to censor and wanting to control and wanting to shut down competition, because we're peacefully taking action. Erwin Schiff that died, Peter Schiff, frequent guest here, one of the top advisors, of course, to Ron Paul's campaign previously on economics. His dad was still chained down even when he couldn't speak anymore, and they basically wouldn't give him any medical care, and he died after spending 13 of a 14-year prison sentence. And I remember it was in the Las Vegas Review-Journal when the judge said in the courtroom, I remember covering it on air when he first went to prison 13 years ago, you know, you were told don't sell this book anymore. You were told don't give speeches anymore. So I'm going to send you to prison for the maximum sentence. So they admittedly sent him to prison and then killed him in prison, as you said, Ron Paul, and you're a medical doctor speaking to this, for his speech. And that's where America has gotten to, where I've now had feds contact me, multiple feds, and tell me that the word is I shut up or they're going to set me up. And that's where this country's come to. And it's very, very sad. Specifically, though, solutions. What do we do, sir, in the face of this, if they do try to declare some civil emergency, if there's some false flags like OKC blamed on patriots? We're trying to fix this peacefully, and I think we're winning peacefully as while they're escalating. But what do we do if they start World War III with the Russians? What do we do if they start federalizing the state houses that we know the Defense Department's been tasked to prepare to do? What do we do when truth becomes stranger than fiction and they become nakedly tyrannical against us?
Well, when it's domestic, and they are at us all the time, I don't advocate violence. As a matter of fact, for moral reasons, but for practical reasons, they have way more guns than we have. But I also know that truth can win out in the end. So it's getting the message out, whether it's your program or what I do and others. There's more now than ever before. So I think the most important regulation or law that we have to protect is our right to use the internet and do our programming. And this is being systematically attacked. It's being attacked not only by our own governments and sometimes corporate interests, who knows, but sometimes it's international. But if we lose that, that's going to be very bad. I happen to be optimistic about that, although I'm not technically, you know, astute to how it works. But I think we'll get around it. I think the internet's too big. So education is it, to expose and counteract the propaganda. Almost always the people don't want war, then they get talked into it because they're told that you were going to be attacked, and if you don't support us, you're unpatriotic and you're un-American. But just think of on the issue of Syria right now. They changed the prime minister in Canada because Canada got too cozy with sending planes over there and fighting and participating in our foreign policy. In the same way, when the American people spoke out a couple of years ago when Obama wanted to bomb Syria, the people said no, but Obama, of course, went ahead and did it anyway. And the British people spoke out, which was a very historic event a couple of years ago, and voted against giving the authority to their prime minister to go ahead. So the people are with us. Our job is to reach these people. And, of course, this is where I do become a bit optimistic about what's happening, because I think the young people realize that we're in an economic crisis. I think they know there's something very suspicious going on with our foreign policy, as well as the Federal Reserve and the financing, and they like personal liberty and they like the internet. And I just think the answers that we can find in a free society and sound money is so great. And all we have to do is get enough believers, and the government will change. The government is a reflection of the people's attitude. Right now, the attitude is still, A lot of people are getting welfare. A lot of people are talked into supporting the military-industrial complex. But we're running out of money, and this is good. Because what are they going to do? They have to change their mind. As long as they think there's a handout, whether it's the rich or the poor, they're going to keep doing that, and they're going to keep milking the middle class. And the middle class just keeps shrinking and shrinking. So we are winning this for practical reasons, but we still have a long way to go, and it's education, it's learning to have and get people to have confidence that free society is not only a better society, it's more peaceful and there's more prosperity. And that is what people have to vote for. Even if there's a point of resistance, I said I'm against the use of violence to counteract the government, but I'm not opposed to people just going on strike and saying, look, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to participate. But that's rough, too, because you have to suffer the consequence of this. And that is peaceful resistance. And I'm not even sure where I would come down on that under certain circumstances. But that's ultimately the way laws get changed, is a resistant movement supported by the people. And our Congress, on occasion, will respond when they know there's enough Americans who said enough is enough. Of course, that's what the battle is right now in Washington, is there's an outcry from the people about Washington. Still, they don't know how to handle it, and they won't change their tune. And it's led by Republican and Democratic leaders, and yet there's a core of people now in Washington that said enough is enough.
I totally agree with you, and we're reaching that historic crossroads right now where the social engineers admit they're losing the hearts and minds. They're trying to accelerate their program, and they're looking for that line in the sand to push us so hard we start getting violent. I agree, violence is not the answer offensively. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones, host of InfoWars Nightly News, and I'm also a documentary filmmaker. And I've been doing a lot of research concerning preparedness because my listeners have been asking me my opinion on it because it's one of the, you know, hottest phenomenons in society right now. And that's for good reason. There is a social conscience or social instinct that all is not well in the state of the United States or the world. We see incredible degeneration in our economy thanks to the globalists. We see crime increasing, our prisons filled. We have 90% of the population living in urban areas and are almost completely unself-sufficient. If we have a Great Depression like they had back in the 1920s and 30s, it is going to be absolutely devastating. And so millions of people a month are buying guns at record levels. They're prepping, they're buying food, they're planting gardens. All of that is great. But an area I don't really hear discussed, or if I do, it's done in a very, thin surface way, is location. Now, I've known enough to move outside Austin, Texas, where I broadcast my radio show. But I understand that I still live just a few miles from a major thoroughfare. And if society has any type of collapse or major disruption, every major city in this country will basically look like New Orleans in a very, very short period of time. And so that's why I personally am getting prepared with solar and with well water and rainwater collection and firearms. But I'm also getting prepared politically out there trying to wake up others. Show that as these hard times unfortunately get worse because the globalists have engineered it that way, that more people are awake and understand what's happening. Because the social engineers want us dependent on them. They admit that that's their plan. The question is, who's going to make it to that finish line before this accelerated collapse actually takes place and these larger wars that they want to start? Now, in the next hour, I want to break down with one of the foremost experts out there, Joel Skousen. He's written the book, Strategic Relocation. We'll put that up on screen, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. But I wanted to have a visual guide to the book with the author walking us through this. Now, Joel, of course, his famous uncle wrote The Naked Communist, exposing that powerful elites were funding communism. Joel himself is an author, and he is the editor of the acclaimed World Affairs Brief. That breaks down things on a daily and weekly basis. He was also a Marine Corps fighter pilot who made carrier landings at night. We were talking about that before we started taping here today. Maybe at the end he'll talk a bit about that, staring death in the eye, as we all do in one way or another. And as we talk about trying to get prepared and ready for what's already hitting us. You see, people now realize the New World Order globalism is real. And about 2% of the population is now trying to prep. Most experts I talk to say that if 3 to 4 to 5% start to prep, that's going to drive up prices on everything and is going to put prepping and preparation out of reach of a lot of people. So it's important now to start moving in that direction. And hopefully we can reverse the tide of tyranny, and this won't be needed. But if we don't reverse it, it's obviously going to be needed. So it's insurance that is also a way of life and self-sufficiency that all of our ancestors in every culture did just out of hand. I mean, whose grandparents out there didn't have storable food and things like that and kept some money in the mattress? And we called them old fogies. Well, that common sense is coming back into style. So with us is Joel Skousen to walk us through his book in a visual format. And this truly is The Secrets of Survival from one of the foremost experts. He also is one of the foremost experts in safe homes and consults all over the country and the world. Joel, great to have you here with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You've got the floor. Break down what you're going to go over here today.
You know, I got this background on strategic relocation. My original expertise was in high security architecture. I was one of the pioneers in the field, wrote the book The Secure Home. It's been in print now for 30 years. And it's the Bible of that genre of building. But as I did so and designed and worked with people to help them build homes all over the country and even in some in Central America, I unknowingly became a judge of what was a safe location and wasn't a safe location. And so about 2 years before Y2K hit, I wrote the book Strategic Relocation, the first edition. It's been a long gestation since there. The book has been selling steadily since 1998. But since this new third edition came out, it has all new color maps of every state in the Union, provinces of Canada, all of the regional threats, charts galore. It's the analysis in this book, as well as the graphics, that leads people through a complete understanding of every state, helps them walk through the decision process. Because frankly, this is not easy. It's not easy because very few people can go and leave their jobs and go out into rural areas where there's safety. In other words, security financially is the antithesis of security in terms of location, because the safest locations are where there's very few people, very rural, and that's the opposite of what you need to have jobs. But what happened in Y2K, I was one of the advisors to Gary North when he was really pushing Y2K, and the world owes a great debt of gratitude to Gary for warning about Y2K. In fact, the establishment laughs at him now, but they took his warning, they fixed most of the problems, and didn't give him credit for the fact that he goaded them into it. But there were a lot of people in Y2K that said, the end of the world is coming, I'm bailing out of society, going out to rural, they bought a lot of survival equipment, generators, food storage, etc. And when it didn't happen, it actually did happen, there was about five major events that the media covered up. But really the infrastructure stayed together. And about a year later, I started to get calls from people saying, Joel, I hear you do consulting and strategic relocation. I'm out here in Podunksville and I've run out of money. Self-sufficiency turned out to be a lot more expensive than I thought. What do I do? And I said, I hate to say this, but you got to go back into society. You got to reestablish your financial lifeline. And then you got to do this all over again properly, carefully, using contingency planning rather than just bailing out. Now, there are some people who can live anywhere, who can live off of a computer, and who can go anywhere they want, live in a rural community. But even them, and I was one of those that did that myself, I took an airplane and I flew all around the country and I picked out the most idyllic spot in Oregon, the Hood River Valley, moved my whole family there, and then it came time, we had homeschooled them all, it came time to college, and I realized there's no way to give these guys a college education in Ruralsville. And I actually had to move the family back to another safe location that was near a metropolitan area so that I could provide education. So you see, even for a survival expert like myself, it isn't a clear-cut, easy choice. You have compromises that every location has. But the first process I like to take people through, I'd like to do in this interview, is how to engage in strategic thinking. Most people, and I can't blame them, we're victims of the world that we live in, but we live in a world of illusions. Now, those illusions of prosperity have somewhat broken since 2008. But in fact, people still think that things are pretty good. Restaurants are full, the movie houses are full, people are still spending money. We have kind of a segmented selective recession, selective depression. There are people who are out of work, who are really hurting, who can't raise their money or their income with to match inflation. And there's those people that are on the receiving end of inflation, two or three steps down from the government putting money out.
And that was an excerpt from Strategic Relocation. And you know that video that you just saw, you can also get at the InfoWars shop. You can get it along with the book and the DVD together, the combo available right there at the InfoWars shop. Also, go to YouTube. You can check it out there as well, as well as the other great videos, all the side channels, Paul Joseph Watson's, David Knight's, Leanne's, everybody else is there as well. And last but certainly not least, PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can get yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA,
So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.